Yeah, I got the Google Hangout notification. I'm like connected on my phone. So it was like, oh, one more castle. We're going to start a Google Hangout. And I'm like, I'm in the bathroom with my shirt off. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody wants to see me like that. Hang up.
And if they do, you may not want them in the YouTube chat.
There you go. Yeah, that is what my blog is for.
Welcome to episode 35 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I cannot count. And I'm editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
I am Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I am more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and to prove so, I'm drinking Wayne Gretzky wine.
Is it made with real Wayne Gretzky?
It's made of all the hockey players he killed through his career.
Did he crush them beneath his skates, like stomping
on
them?
He did.
Wow. Yeah, what kind of wine is it?
I think it's a Merlot.
Okay. Is it good?
It is. It's a bit sweet.
Just like you.
Does it
How appropriate.
Make you want to play hockey?
It does. It makes me feel very Canadian. I should be watching the playoffs right now. I haven't yet this entire playoff season.
What?
But
so that's a good question. So Bailey, what do we drink that makes us feel American?
Pabst.
Bud Light. Ugh. On cheap beer night. Exactly, right? That's what I'm saying. Ugh.
I can't.
Mountain Dew.
What's
more American than Mountain Dew in the beverage category? Diet Coke from McDonald's.
There you go.
I think we're getting there. We're getting there. That's pretty
dumb. Yeah, with a Big Mac. Yes. With a Big Mac. That's funny.
There's your good American beverage, the 40-ounce
America.
Slurpee.
America.
A chocolate squishy.
Oh, I'm drinking orange Fanta.
Fanta?
Mm-hmm. I almost said orange drink as a very American drink.
That's true.
That's pretty close.
Like, not even orange soda, orange drink?
No, just orange drink. It's nondescript.
Just like you.
That's good.
How appropriate.
Hey, Bailey, what shirt are you wearing?
Tonight, I'm wearing my Record Setter t-shirt. Check out recordsetter.com. Nice. It's one of the new destinations for score tracking for video games. Funny story, though. I got the t-shirt because I got to participate in a conference call to consult them on their new venture into video game high score keeping. So that was a lot of fun. And
that's awesome.
They sent me a shirt. I was like, oh, okay, thanks.
I'm just got the...
Oh, represent! Oh. What? Hunter wins the shirt contest. Unless...
Well, wait, we didn't see what Jason's wearing yet.
He's got to wear rocket pants to top that, though.
I just have a McMaster University shirt on.
Cool.
Because I work there, and I bought it for $7.
Wait, you work there? They didn't give it to you?
No. They've given me other shirts.
But you really like that one.
I get a discount, so. It was on clearance, so it ended up being $6.88. So I was like, all right.
Hmm.
That's cheap enough to buy on impulse. Yeah. It's a quality t-shirt.
Very nice. Very nice.
I haven't submitted any records yet to Record Setter, I'm realizing. But they'll take anything. They have, if you go to their website, recordsetter.com. No, that's their thing, is anyone can be a record setter. That's their big humanist agenda.
Oh, so
like anything.
Okay.
Balancing the most kiwis in
gaming.
Your hand. Not just gaming. Gaming is just one category. Think of something random you can do. I should submit something sometime.
I should set a record in something.
Do it. You got the classiest looking microphone right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's put that back down. Put it back down.
Can't handle it. Can't handle it, Jason.
No hands, Jason. No hands.
Speaking of having no hands, have you guys played any old video games yet?
No.
I have.
You have? Good for you, Jason.
I have. What have you played? I ended up beating, well, last time I was here, I was playing Duke Nukem 3D.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up beating it.
Way to go!
Yeah. It's the first time I've actually played through the whole game. I tried moving on to Duke It Out in DC. It's one of the expansion packs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I was pretty sick of playing Duke Nukem. There's only so much.
When you're sick of Duke Nukem, does it become Duke Pukem?
Wow, I got interrupted for a crappy pun joke?
Always.
Awesome. I apologize. That's what I do. I apologize for you being interrupted.
Wow.
Sucker.
No, I got the same way when I was playing through the Legend of Zelda Game Boy Color games. Mm. It's like I played through Oracle of Ages, and then I started Oracle of Seasons. I'm like, oh, this is fun. This is different. No, it's the exact same Zelda game.
Nice.
Just can't do it anymore.
Well,
oh, I actually had something I want to tell Hunter about Duke Nukem.
Oh.
I'm not allowed to hear.
You asked me a couple weeks ago if I had used any cheats.
Correct.
And I said I hadn't.
And you had.
Yeah.
So you lied to me.
So this new update... No, I haven't used any. In this new updated version, they added achievements, of course, like they do to everything.
Right.
Now, you can unlock 17 achievements, but when you go to view them, only 14 are shown. It's like, oh, what are these hidden achievements? One of them is for using cheat codes, and the achievement is actually called Shame.
Okay.
And it's just Duke with his head down, sad that you've used cheat codes.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow. That's an achievement? Yeah.
That's an achievement.
That's just as bad as I was playing Limbo like a month or so ago, and I got an achievement from going the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I started out, and I was like, do I go left? Do I go right? I'm going to go left. And then I squashed, like, a little orb, and it was like, achievement unlocked, going the wrong way. I was like, wow, thank you for this mediocre milestone in a video game that I just started playing. This badge of honor means nothing to me. So, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, achievements are pretty useless at times.
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
Totally, Jason.
Yeah.
You didn't bleach your facial hair like you said you were going to. Jerk.
I couldn't find any dye that would actually stay in the beard.
Because it's like a whole other entity.
Like a black hole of a beard. Just get sucked in and spit out some other dimension. Wow. Yeah, I tried a lot of bleaches.
Hunter, what have you been playing, Hunter?
I haven't.
What, at all?
Well, I mean, I played a couple of games. Like, I've been played a little bit of Double Dragon 2.
Excellent.
How was it?
Did you beat it?
No.
Just play it on Warrior. Just play it on Warrior.
No, there's no use playing it then.
Can I give you a real tip?
Uh-oh.
Play two players the way that you can hit the other guy, and then kill the second player, and you actually gain a life every time you kill him. So it's like starting with double lives. Try that.
But I was playing with my brother. I was playing with somebody.
Oh, well then.
You should have still killed
him. Well, that's...
Couldn't beat it two-player?
No. No, we got to... No, he's worse than I am. So...
Okay, no comment. Yeah.
Well, you know that spot? The falling platform?
The one you always die at?
Yeah, guess where I died at?
That spot?
That exact same spot. Same spot. So... Actually, I've been playing a lot of Fez.
Oh,
how is that?
It's really good and interesting.
Do you find yourself like handwriting notes and figuring things out?
Yes. So that's one of the things I wanted to bring up was Fez, obviously old school platforming, you know, 2D in a 3D space. So that whole, you know, that's a whole section by itself. But he actually... The game was designed so that you have to take notes or look at a walkthrough online or something. So there's an entire alphabet that you have to decipher. With that, he uses Tetris pieces to type in like hidden Konami-esque codes to unlock things in certain rooms. And you have to figure out what Tetris pieces mean what.
Whoa.
The game it probably took me like 2 or 3 days to really understand how the game works, because it's such a mind-bending experience trying to solve puzzles and on a 2D plane but in a 3D space and flipping the game. It was really confusing at first, and now it's just huge. Like, the whole universe of the game, all of the levels, it's huge. It's a big game.
Cool. Very cool.
So something we should pick up?
Yeah. So I got it for $8.99. It was a dollar off on GOG.com. And I got it from GOG because I wanted to be entered in to win the Fez hat.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I won.
Oh.
So I kind of want a Fez now. Just when I play Fez. So I can play Fez while I'm wearing a Fez. So, but no, you should definitely check it out. It's a great game. It's interesting because there's no enemies.
Not a single enema anywhere.
Ah, it's not my type of game.
Well, that just speaks volumes about you, Jason.
Oh.
But there's no enemies. Like, you can die, like, if you fall down too far from a ledge or just fall completely, like, into oblivion. Or get sucked into, like, a black hole. But there's no enemies. There's no guys running around throwing stuff at you. Or if you step on them, you die. Or anything like that. So it's crazy how in-depth the puzzling is. Like, I don't know. It's like nothing I've never ever played before. And Double Dragon 2. I played some Double Dragon 2. Died at the same spot.
Yeah. It's never going to happen. Next week when you conquer it. Yes, it will, Hunter. You can do it.
It's never going to happen.
You can do it.
Well, it's better than me. I've been real busy. Not that that's a great excuse, but all I was able to do was one game of Tecmo NBA basketball to continue the season. But that was it.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You still played a
that's
game.
That's all right.
That's more than I usually do.
That's okay. It's all right.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It'll be fine.
I got next week. Let me just pat you on the
head. I'm going to play 15 different NES games next week. You just wait.
And not one of them is going to be any good.
You shut your blasphemous mouth.
Not one.
I might have to play Double Dragon 2. I'm really tempted now. Yeah. I can go for that. He's on fire! Speaking of Double Dragon 2... You guys ready for the listener email discussion question?
Jason is.
I'm jonesing for it.
Okay.
That's a
jonesing.
That's weird.
That is weird. I'm a weird guy.
That's cool. Goes like this. Hey guys, congrats on the addition to the Retroist. Editorial note, we didn't actually join the Retroist. They're a separate, different thing, but I think he meant Retroids. Gonna put that out there. Continues though. My question is, if you could only talk about one retro game, which would it be? This doesn't mean you just have to pick what your favorite game to play is, just the one game you would want to talk about. And he also has a theme suggestion, a game that requires an accessory of some kind to play. Keep up the great podcast, Chris Owens. What do you guys think?
I have a question.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe?
Now, when he says a game you want to talk about, is that a game you want to talk with other people to? A game you just generally would like to give some sort of informative speech on?
I think it's your preference.
My preference? Okay.
Would it make a difference? You can tell us both.
Probably not, to be honest.
So there's no reason
I thought I'd ask.
You're
anyway.
Just, okay, cool.
I just thought I'd ask.
We appreciate
I'm
your
gonna have to say thank you. I'm gonna have to say Half-Life.
The original or
just for
series wide or?
I'm just gonna say the original because that's the only one that meets our retro criteria.
Mm.
But just from a what the team was, what the company's become sense, I think there's a lot to talk about surrounding it and kind of how Valve has built from there. That said, I'd be more interested in talking about how it was kind of a stepping stone for the company and their other games than the game itself. But
cool. That actually sounds like a legitimate answer. Way to go. Hunter, you're up.
I don't know. I mean, just talking about one game, it's...
Forever. The rest of your life, you can only talk about one game. What is it going to be?
Like, I feel like Like, when I read it, I was like, I got to pick a game that I don't like. So I think I talk about games that I don't like more than games that I do like. Like, I think if I don't like something, like, I find and nitpick every single thing that's wrong with it and just exploit it to every inch of its being. But if it's, like, a really good game, I'm like, yeah, this game's fun. I like playing this game. So, I mean, a game that I really don't like... I don't know. Come back to me.
All right. Fair enough. He explicitly said you don't have to pick your favorite game, but I mean, it seems like the natural choice, you know, to talk about.
See, that's what I was thinking too, and I'm like, well, I could talk about Legend of Zelda or Mega Man or all of those.
Star Tropics for me. I thought maybe picking a random game might be fun. Like I have here Jimmy Neutron and the Attack of the Twonkies for GameCube.
Why?
Because I don't know anything about it. So it's like a blank canvas. And imagine the fun of like diving really deep into the design philosophy behind
Jimmy Neutron
and the Attack of the Twonkies. It could last for years, you know.
Or a few minutes at least.
Yeah.
A few minutes. Have you read the instruction book for this game, guys? That's pretty cool.
No, I missed that essential reading.
I totally didn't even know such game was out, so.
No, that too.
It's 19 pages long.
Wow. Is it like a traditional instruction booklet where the back 4 pages are blank?
No, the back 2 pages are credits.
Credits?
Ooh.
I don't care who makes my game.
Although, I mean, there is a 1-page advertisement. So,
for another crappy game?
For what?
For another... Oh, no, you know what?
Another quality game.
Oh,
is there
hold
a registration
up. There's
card?
There's 2 one-page ads and 2 note pages. I think there's actually only 12 pages of content.
There you go.
Well,
was that an ad for Fairly?
Wait, one of them is a table of contents, and 2 of them just tell you what the buttons are on the GameCube. So it's like 6 pages long.
Wow.
Wow. That sure seems worth printing.
Okay, I got my pick now. Seaman for the Dreamcast.
Okay, nice. That's a good
for
pick.
2 reasons. One, it's obviously a very innovative game and, you know, the microphone peripheral, blah, blah, blah. 2, Leonard Nimoy is the announcer in the game. Totally worth talking about for the rest of my life. Leonard Nimoy.
It's yeah.
So,
they're supposedly making a Seaman 3.
Was there a Seaman 2?
There was.
On
there
what?
Was.
Seaman 2, the
Electric Boogaloo?
Pecking Man Rearing Kit is on PlayStation 2.
Oh. Well, I never beat the first one, so.
Okay.
I couldn't commit myself to playing the game every day, because like if you don't play after a few days, like the water gets dirty. And it gets really cold, and you have to go back in and warm it up and turn the filter on and feed him and talk to him for 20 minutes. It's like, man, I got to go to work. I got to... Like, I can't. If this isn't self-sufficient, then I don't want anything to do with it. But Leonard Nimoy is the announcer, so...
That makes it totally worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of these weeks, I'm going to have to bring Tamagotchi to the Retro Showdown.
Why?
Or
why would you do that
Digimon
to yourself?
It's awesome.
Yeah, they're kind of fun.
It's a murder simulator.
It's a murder simulator.
Or maybe like an assisted suicide simulator.
Yeah, that's
wow. You guys are... Wow.
Murderous.
Morbid, sadistic. Murderous.
The Punisher. So, yep. Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy.
What a guy.
What was the what was the theme?
The theme or the discussion? Oh, the theme suggestion?
Yeah.
A game that requires an accessory of some kind to play. So we did.
So Seaman.
Yeah, Seaman or Tetris 64.
Hey, you, Pikachu.
Or...
Yeah.
It's kind of limited, unless if you find something really off the beaten path. I mean, I like it, but, you know, because you could do, what's the NES game that used the power pad, the opposite side of the power pad? It was like a cop game. What was it called?
Oh my gosh, I should know this.
Streetwalker?
That's kind of my thing, no.
Lady of the Night?
Streetwalker! On NES. Like Motor City Patrol or something like that? What was it?
No, Motor City Patrol was a top-down racer. It was awful. Stupid. Like it was Jason Lamb awful.
Wow.
That's pretty bad.
Yep. Was it Street Cop?
Street Cop, that's what it is. Yeah.
Street Cop, that's what it was.
Jeez. Yeah, it was that, and there was an aerobics game, I think. Those were the only two that used the back end. Somebody's probably going to come in and fact check me on that. Make me look like huge idiot. I'm sticking to my guns. It was only the two games, okay? Internet, people behind monitors and
stupid... not stupid. I like them. They're good.
I've got no problems. Just... Don't eat the red rope licorice. The red rope licorice is bad.
I think we need a music break.
Ah, fine.
No offense.
just cutting you off. Just cutting you off. Music break.
Thanks, Chris Owens, for your question, I guess. Good work.
I guess. It's all right.
I'm not a very nice guy, okay? I'll work on it. Music break. Ellipse by Top Loader. Some very electronic synth driven chiptune-y music jam goodness for ya. And now it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For any listeners or watchers who may not know, this is the part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game. We'll have 1 minute to introduce it, and then we're just going to argue about who picked the best game. But the most fun part is that you, the listener, get to vote for your favorite of the three on the podcast page in a poll. So hopefully one of our arguments will sway you. The winner from 2 weeks ago... Actually, the poll was broken when I checked. Oops, I forgot to check after Andrew fixed it. So thank you, Andrew, for fixing it. So we get to check this all live. The winner was... Oh, me. Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
Wow.
That's a surprise.
Over Where's Waldo and Super Mario All-Stars. Very close vote, though. You did. You got 7.
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Apparently, I got 10. And Jason got 8. You got 8.
One more than Where's Waldo?
For Super Mario All-Stars?
Now I feel like we can insult the listeners.
Now it's totally justified.
Yep.
Alrighty.
That was when the theme was punctuation in the title. But tonight's theme, I'm kind of excited, is movie license games. So these are video games that are based on a movie or movie property. You get the idea. I think we understand what a movie license game is. At least I sure hope so. So, yeah, I think I'm ready, Jason, if you want to.
All right. I've got a minute on the clock.
What are you going to do with it?
Though I have... waste it.
Wait, what?
I do have to say, I've forgotten from last week what program I was using that actually talked to me. So if you know, I would like to know.
Wow.
Noted.
Yes. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You may begin.
All right. This week, I'm reaching back to 1993 for a pick from Super Nintendo from developer Titus Software, whom you might know from such classics as Superman 64 and Virtual Chess 64. Based on the 1980 comedy film starring John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, it's The Blues Brothers! And it's a side-scrolling platformer.
Yeah? And? That's all you got, huh?
No, I'll add one more thing. It's from the film The Blues Brothers, which has the famous line, "It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses." Hit it.
Wow. Is this time up yet? Or okay.
Yeah, it's up now. I was actually so distracted.
Oh?
By that whole thing, I wasn't keeping track. But it's over.
So I win, right?
I'm kind of surprised by your pick.
I beat the timekeeper.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I mean, maybe Jason will do it. So I'll wait.
All right. No, are you ready?
No, I'm ready. Sorry. I'll wait for your pick, but I'll go
now. All right, good. All right. You may begin.
My pick for this week's movie licensed game Brett Showdown thing is actually Sweet Home, which is a 1989 horror RPG released in Japan on the Famicom. Based on a Japanese horror movie of same name, you take control of a team of 5 adventurers off to find the paintings of a very mysterious painter who disappeared some 30 years before. Sweet Home is considered to be the predecessor to the horror survival genre and the first step to Capcom's Resident Evil, taking many aspects from Sweet Home, such as multiple endings, backtracking to previous locations to solve puzzles, a save room, and scatter notes throughout the mansion to move as story elements and plot devices. Sadly, Sweet Home was never released in the United States due to it being violent, frightful, and gruesome cutscenes and atmosphere. So taboo, it has to be good.
All right. I guess I'll begin.
Taboo. The sixth.
All right. My choice for this week is the 1994 classic Street Fighter the Movie the Game. Featuring all your favorite actors such as Jean-Claude Van Damme, you actually get to play as these digitized characters in a amazing Street Fighter game.
That's it?
All I really have to say, because it's Street Fighter the Movie,
the game
starring Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Wow.
Street Fighter the Movie, the game.
Wow.
You guys.
Hunter, I'm voting
really
for
glad
you.
No one bought...
Wow, I'm really sorry that... I can't believe neither of you guys went for GoldenEye.
Sweet Home is such a good game.
That was my backup.
Yeah, GoldenEye's pretty good, but...
GoldenEye was your backup, and you went for Street Fighter the Movie, the game?
It would be too easy to win. And actually, I don't like GoldenEye anymore.
You know that Bailey went with Legend of Zelda for the punctuation. Yeah. Okay.
It's true.
Yeah, I know. But I went with what was it, Virtua Cop?
Yeah, yeah.
That was admittedly cheap.
For Light Gun Week, I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was admittedly cheap. I can't do it twice in 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, all right.
Yeah. Why Blues Brothers?
Because it's awful.
It's no, no, the 16-bit version is a little bit better than the NES, but it's a side-scrolling platformer. I like side-scrolling platformers.
What system was this on? The NES?
Super Nintendo.
Oh, there's a Super Nintendo version?
Yeah.
Nobody knows why, but...
They felt the need to rehash that?
Yeah, well, it was like a simultaneous release. It was pretty common back in the day, trying to make as much money as possible off a popular film franchise. So yeah, it's totally a video game.
Now, was the Super Nintendo release just a pure port of the NES release?
No, no, they're different.
I mean, are they?
Similar, but they're different.
Well, you know, they're kind of... No,
Does it actually have any Blues Brothers music in it?
It has, like, the digitized versions of, like... Well, no, because it didn't have, like... Because in the movie, they use, like, real songs. It didn't really...
Does it have digitized versions of those songs, at least?
Not,
or is it, like,
not really.
This weird hip-hop I'm listening to?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's not from the movie, really.
It's not Blues Brothers. Is that
well, no, the Blues Brothers are in the game. Or at least 16-bit character versions of them.
Wow.
Sounds horrible.
It's a side-scrolling platformer. It's not bad. I mean, it's not, you know, good.
No.
Per se.
No, it's not.
But that was the 8-bit version. The Super Nintendo version is a little bit better.
I'm actually kind of curious.
So,
about
like a
what
one and a half?
Sounds like.
Yeah, like maybe even a two. Yeah, probably one and a half.
It's I don't even know how to describe it.
Awfulness.
It's like this upbeat. Yeah.
It's kind of. it's
in no way blues.
Well, no, it's not. Is it supposed
no,
to be?
No, their last
name. Well, they're
name,
the Blues Brothers.
Their last name is where blues comes from, not the actual...
Brothers themselves?
They're a blues and rhythm band.
Right, but it's Jake and Elwood and their last names.
The wow, this Brothers. Is awful.
Yeah.
Why are you throwing vinyl records? Do they hate music?
Well, they love music so much, they've weaponized it. It's kind of like guns.
This makes me feel confident with my pick.
No, Hunter. I like Hunter's pick. I'm Sweet Home all the way.
Have you seen the movie?
Blues Brothers? I actually haven't.
No, we're done talking about your crappy game.
I'm
we're talking
a good
about
Chicago
Sweet Home.
One. Sweet Home, I have not seen. No.
It's good. It's a good horror movie. Cool. If you like horror movies.
I do.
It's a great game, too.
I know!
I really like it.
It's a Famicom classic.
It didn't come out in North America.
That's what makes it a Famicom classic.
Whatever.
You can get a repro of it, and if I can find it... Hold on. One of the reasons why I picked it, there was a sweet... I don't know if I'll be
home,
able to see it.
A sweet home?
Well, somebody made a repro card of it for the NES, but it had... But it was like
oh the bloodstained
like
one
clear red and look yeah. I can't find it. Yeah, I don't know where it's at. That's one of the that. But I saw it today when I was I don't know what I was searching for, but I found that. I was like, wow, that's awesome. That's what I want.
Sweet Home.
I want that
clear winner this week. This is even better than your Where's Waldo pick.
Yeah, I can't believe I was only one behind Super Mario Brothers All Stars. I mean, jeez. That game's not that good.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
You're killing me. You are literally killing me.
Literally.
Literally?
Literally.
You know what I have to say to that, Jason?
What'd you pick again, Jason? What was your game?
He picked the worst fighting game of all time.
That's right.
No. I got the Michael Jordan one once.
No, you're thinking of Shaq Fu, completely different basketball
That's
player.
That's the same thing.
You just lost so much
Street
retro
Fighter, the
game
movie's a little bit better.
No, it's not. No, I'd rather play Shaq Fu. I would rather play 3D balls on Sega Genesis than Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
What's wrong with 3D balls?
Nothing. I think it's fun, but a lot of people think it sucks. I liked it, but whatever.
But it has Jean-Claude Van Damme in this.
Which means it's the obvious winner.
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Akuma was even in the game.
It's amazing.
It's a movie that's based off a game that's made into a movie.
It's amazing.
It's terrible.
Game
There's
stuff.
Even a music video in it after you beat the battle mode.
That doesn't make me want to play your game, Jason.
But it's a music video of the film's theme song, Something There, by Change and Asuka. a folk rock duo from Japan.
Yeah, let me cue that up real quick.
Yeah.
What is it?
Change and Asuka?
How you spell it?
Just do Something There, Street Fighter. It'll come up.
There's no N.
Do you want me to send you the link?
Oh, they did an MTV Unplugged.
Ah, of course.
As the first artist from Asia.
Yeah, man. It's breaking down cultural barriers.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You're a liar.
Cultural barriers.
No.
Wow. Yeah.
Your game sucks, Jason.
No, the game's amazing.
One of the worst things
about
the game...
does not amaze me.
...is the first battle of the story mode, you fight Akuma. And you lose. There's no way to beat him. None.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
So you're going to start your game off. Let's say nobody's ever played this game. All they saw was the movie, and then they saw the game on the shelf, and they're like, wow, this has to be amazing, because Street Fighter the movie is amazing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you take this game home, probably on the Sega Saturn, because that's the definitive port, and you pop it in your little bad boy set. Don't roll your eyes at me, Jason.
I rolled my eyes. I'm glad you caught it, too.
You're going to slap on the story mode. You're going to pick Guile, because why not? It's Guile. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
And your first battle is with Akuma, and you lose. There's no way to win.
Right away.
Why would you continue to play?
Because, well, one...
You are already a failure.
Exactly. You shouldn't assume that you're going to go into this game you've never played and win right away. Two, it makes you want to win. You have to try harder. And three, I'd like to point out, this is the game that Mortal Kombat never could be.
Right, because they...
Mortal Kombat was originally designed as a Jean-Claude Van Damme fighting game. They couldn't get the rights to his likeness, so they added in Johnny Cage.
Right.
So now you're essentially playing both... the best Mortal Kombat game and the best Street Fighter game.
No, that's not how that works, Jason. Midway was smart enough not to release Mortal Kombat, the movie, the game. Because they totally could have, but they didn't.
They should have.
You know what game I'd rather play? You know what game I'd rather play than Street Fighter, the movie, the game?
Sweet Home.
Oh, yes.
Not the Blues Brothers.
Jimmy Neutron, Attack the Twonkies.
What is a Twonky?
Yeah, what the hell's a Twonky?
Well, let's read the instruction booklet story behind it, because this
we don't
is
have
not
to
nearly as much of a time waster as hearing about your stupid game.
Whoa, Blues Brothers!
No, he's got a good point.
Without
Go
the
ahead,
blues.
Bailey. Go ahead.
All right,
I'm gonna spoil it.
What do you do when Carl finds a little alien stowaway after Jimmy returns and wants to keep it? What about when that stowaway morphs into a nasty stomper by listening to music? Yeesh, it's like everybody thinks it's your fault hordes of mutating, rampaging aliens are running around everywhere. It's up to you to save the day!
Wait, are you saying that music
that answer your question?
Causes an alien invasion?
No, it just makes them
and
grow.
Are you saying that the Blues Brothers, by harnessing music as a weapon, just fuel their strength?
Yes! The Blues Brothers caused... the Twonkies to attack Jimmy Neutron. Checkmate.
That's just mean. He's a kid.
Well, what do you expect?
I kind of forgot what we were talking about.
Kids are jerks.
Yeah.
We're talking about how Blues great Sweet Brothers Home is. Sweet Home sucks. Made Resident Evil possible. Resident Evil is one of my favorite franchises.
Did it have Jean-Claude Van Damme?
It didn't. No, he's right.
That's tough.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but even without Jean-Claude Van Damme, I tip my hat to Sweet Home.
See, here's
very
my biggest beef
influential
with Street Fighter the movie is...
Wait, are you talking about the movie or the movie the game?
Let him finish. You just said the movie.
The movie the game.
See?
Ah.
Well, I like the movie, so...
It's awesome.
The soundtrack's okay, too. Anyway.
Of course! That's a quote from the movie.
What was in Bison? What was that guy's name?
Raul Julia?
Yeah. So, yeah. He passed away before they made the movie The Game. And they just substituted somebody else into it.
It was a stunt double.
There's no such thing as a stunt double for M. Bison. Just going to throw that out there.
Also, you would think being a stunt double for a dead guy would be really easy.
This is the worst, man. You were the absolute worst tonight. Wow. Yep.
I think it's still great.
It wasn't done well. Like, I think if they would have modeled after digitizing how Mortal Kombat did it, I think it would have been a better game because it's the moves are so blocky and there's like frames missing and even the arcade is really choppy.
It's a bad game. Bad game. Hunter, didn't Sweet Home have the door opening animation?
Yes.
When you enter a new room? That is so cool! Ugh. Such a good game.
Are you supposed to be fighting this?
Sweet Home. There's a lot of games he could have picked I would have made fun of, but Sweet Home, just right away, I'm like, I'm going. I mean, I will say, though, in Blues Brothers, you can walk back and forth and jump.
And you can throw antique vinyl records that are priceless among collectors as a weapon. Yep. It's almost as bad as... What the hell is that thing? Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Holding a chihuahua?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appears to be.
That picture is Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's not... Come on, man.
No, fine.
Yeah. That's just crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, now I totally forgot what I was going to say.
So Jason's tactic worked.
So what did I win? What?
Devious. What was I saying? You were saying.
What was I saying?
That. You were saying.
I kind of want to go back because I knew I had something good. I kind of want to go back and. Damn it!
One
what was
minute
I saying?
To figure it out.
All right, hold on.
So, Bailey, how are you?
Pretty good.
While we're waiting.
Pretty good.
Oh, I'm just going to play my harmonica.
Jason, we have a good question on the YouTube comments for you from Lyrically C, asking, why was Street Fighter the movie the game released by Acclaim on the PS1?
Because you should acclaim this movie as being the best ever.
Wow. I mean, I know I've been on a stretch tonight. That was some next level stretchery.
Right there. I'm going to assume.
All right, I remember what I was saying.
Oh, go. Yes.
What were you
please.
Saying? Okay, sorry.
Say
I just
it.
Remembered. So I was making fun of you guys.
You?
I'm so glad we waited for that.
So, no, I was making fun of the Blues Brothers because they use vinyl records as ammo in the game. And it reminded me, I can't remember the name of the game, but the Aerosmith light gun game where you shot CDs because the man was bringing down music. That's what it reminds me of.
That was still not worth the wait.
Yeah, that was still not worth the wait.
Sweet Home.
That's totally worth the wait. Sweet Home is so good.
Totally.
See, every time I say Sweet Home, I just think it's that Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home
No, not even the song, the horrible Reese Witherspoon movie I've never seen.
How do you know it's horrible if you've never seen it?
Oh, look at us. Reese Witherspoon. Has to be horrible.
So, wait. Okay.
Fair enough.
Hold on. You wouldn't make it as an American. You really wouldn't.
It's true. Because
if you went up to people... That's not... I disagree. So, if you went up to somebody on the streets in America and said, finish this sentence, or what does this remind you of, and you say, sweet home, they're going to say, Alabama, great song, Lynyrd Skynyrd, hell yeah. They're not going to say, Amen. Ooh, Reese Witherspoon, I love that movie.
I said I hate that movie.
But you just said that when anytime Bailey says sweet
home. You said talk over each other, make
Lynyrd
noise.
Skynyrd
is so good.
Lynyrd Skynyrd famously had a feud with Neil Young, who is a Canadian.
Right.
So obviously, I'm not going to associate
anything
with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Of course he's having a feud with him. He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Come on.
Canadians are fun to feud with. I know this from experience.
Whoa.
With you.
Go back to your America.
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 America. So yeah, Sweet Home.
I really can't attack Sweet Home. Let me try. Ooh, you're an art collector. Lame.
Okay, you're not an art collector,
You're like going around collecting art that makes you an art collector.
Yeah, but you're doing it to sell it off, not to collect.
Well,
would a legit art collector go into a mansion of a painter that died 30 years ago and is known to be haunted just to collect art? No. Yeah. They're going to take it and sell it.
If you're dedicated to your craft, you'll go into a haunted house to get the stuff.
Yeah. It's like Indiana Jones is dedicated and he goes into haunted stuff all the time.
That's not true. Right. He doesn't like snakes.
Classic.
Well, yeah. Everyone has their phobias.
Snakes.
Do you? What's your phobia, Jason? Not that I would exploit it on air or anything, but...
Becoming an American?
Yeah, becoming an American.
Wow. Well, okay. Hunter, what's your phobia?
My phobia? Mm-hmm. Actually... Do you just want, like, a quick answer, or do you want, like, a very detailed, long, drawn-out answer? Are we just filling time? Because if we're done, then let's just end it.
I was hoping for a quick answer.
Okay, quick answer. Really giant things chasing after me, like giant robots or something like that. Scares the living shit out of me.
Like giant art collectors just chasing after you?
Well, like, have you seen the new War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the part towards the beginning after the aliens land and they're in their little AT-ATs and they're running around the streets? And, like, Tom Cruise kind of, like, shimmies up against behind this building and then does this look over. And then as he's looking over, this giant walker comes coming through.
Yeah.
That I had nightmares for a week after seeing that in the theaters. I'm not even kidding.
That's really cool.
You should play Half-Life 2.
You should play Half-Life 2.
It has giant walkers that chase you.
Jerk. No, I'm not going to play that, Jason.
You should do it.
I'm not going to... Do you want me to call you up in the middle of the night when I have a nightmare and I'm crying?
All right, you two.
And I have to use their bathroom?
All right, you two. Settle down. Final argument. Jason.
I'll give you a phone hug.
Jason?
Phone hug.
Why should anyone vote for your crappiest fighting
game? Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's all I need.
Hunter? Why should anyone vote for Sweet Home?
It's Sweet Home. That's predecessor to Resident Evil. Survival RPG. You know that argument that we were having a couple weeks ago about I haven't been able to find a good RPG?
Yeah.
It's that one.
There you go. Cool.
I mean, and I never played it because it's not over here. I gotta get a repro or I gotta put it on my power pack or something. Phone hug.
And you should vote for Blues Brothers because it's a 16-bit side-scrolling platformer and you can throw records at people and animals.
That's it?
That's all I need. People love 16-bit platformers. It's a movie license game.
Love them.
All right, quick shout out to Retroids.com. Feel free to visit us there for discussion threads, chat room craziness. And check out the interlude artist, Toploader. Download the track Ellipse on the podcast page. My Twitter shout-out this week is NES Nintendo Nerd. He's an NES enthusiast like myself, does some great stuff on his blog. Longtime Twitter friend of mine. How about you guys? Any shout-outs this week?
I'll give a shout-out to someone who just added me to Twitter's, at Zach Chaos. Not sure who it is.
With a K.
With a K. Z-A-K. Zach Chaos. Also give a shout-out to Jason Lamb.
Totally.
Nice. Totally Jason Lamb.
Totally Jason Lamb.
You can find me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My blog is ericmhunter.net. And my Twitter shout-out goes to... oh, hell. The Time Puncher!
The Time Puncher! We haven't seen him in a while, have we?
I know. What the hell?
For only one reason.
Oh?
I heard that he got tank legs.
Oh, that'll do it. That and rocket pants.
Every time.
If you ever had
every time
tank legs and rocket pants, that would just be the bee's knees.
It'd be dangerous.
Or the robot's knees, at least, in rocket pants.
Or the robot's something robotic.
If anyone wants to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at Nintendo_legend. Otherwise, please vote in the Retro Showdown poll on the podcast page. If anyone happens to be watching just because they came across it, the episodes go up on Mondays. And leave a comment on the page. We frequently get into discussions there, and that's a lot of fun. And if nothing else, remember, you are a bad enough dude to save the president. See you next week!